Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. This morning's Mass is the votive Mass to beg for peace. Peace is something that everyone wants, but usually ends up searching for in the wrong place. Our rulers always think that killing people will solve the problem and bring peace. Atheists seek personal peace in illicit pleasures. Catholics only seek peace in the correct way, which is in prayer and in our Lord. Our Lord tells us in the Gospel today, "My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, do I give unto you." Christ gives us true peace, which only He is able to bestow. This peace was lost by the sin of our first parents and could only be restored to us by the death of our Lord on the cross. Man, when he came from the hands of the Creator, was endowed with sanctifying grace, was at peace with God, peace with himself, and at peace with the outer world. But sin destroyed all of this, and instead of peace came war. Instead of spiritual life came spiritual death. By sin, man was set at variance with God, himself, and the world. The book of Isaiah says, "There is no peace for the wicked." At least we know that there is no peace of soul for them. Occasionally, man may be on good terms with his fellow men, but as long as he does not live in accordance with God's law, he will enjoy no peace, because sin is a revolt against God, and every revolt brings with it trouble, anxiety, and war. Without Christ, there is no true peace, because there is no peace with God, who alone can calm us. The peace which man enjoys with the world is not complete, but the peace Christ gives unto his own is perfect. Looking into the sin of Adam can help us understand this a little bit. The fall darkened the understanding of man, weakened his will, and made his heart suffer. There is only one who can free him from the anxiety which all this caused, and that is our Lord. The understanding of man is now beset with doubts in regard to his existence and to his relation with God. His will is weakened, and he frequently feels its mortal feebleness and impotence. But above all, it is the heart of man which is exposed to the stripes of adversity and to the stings of suffering. It cannot find comfort anywhere but in Christ. Before our Lord here in the monstrance above the altar, every cloud of anxiety vanishes and perfect peace makes its dwelling in the soul. Christ is called the light of the world, and as the sun sends forth its rays, so Christ sent forth his apostles, that by the light of their teaching, day might break for all the nations upon the earth, that all might open their hearts to the sweet influence of truth. And great indeed is the peace which is instilled into believing hearts with the word of faith spoken by the mouth of the infallible Church. The will of man is also weakened by the fall of Adam, and he feels his weakness in his battle with temptations. Hence the anxiety which excites and torments him. How differently man feels when Christ greets him and tells him, "Pax vobis," peace be with you. When the power of divine grace enters his heart, and he can say with St. Paul, I can do all things in him who strengthens me. A calm conscience comforts his heart, from which all worry has fled. After the fall of Adam, the heart of man felt the burden of suffering and the insufficiency of every merely human consolation. How differently a child of the church feels when Christ, who has himself suffered on earth, calls to him and reminds him of that peace he has left for us. All truly believing children of the church partake of this consolation in the midst of all the cares and sorrows of this life. For whatever we may suffer, one glance at our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament can give us relief, knowing that he is guiding all things. But far more grievous does the trouble of man's heart become if he has the misfortune to turn from the path of virtue and steep himself in the abyss of sin, and is then tormented day and night by the reproaches of a bad conscience. Our Lord alone redeems us sinners. He alone gave his apostles and their followers the power to forgive sins, a power Christ bestowed upon his church until the end of time. This sacrament, too, the sacrament of penance, gives man a great sense of peace. It is through this sacrament that we are reconciled to God, the only source of peace. The heart of man is frequently pained by the fear of whether or not he will persevere until the end. But our Lord calms this with the words in the Gospel today, "My peace I give unto you." We can all persevere till the end if we keep God in our lives by our prayers and good works. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.